It's Talk Radio Europe, and it's a daily with me, Dave Hodgson, Richard Fitzwilliams on the line. Good afternoon, Richard. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Looking forward to the BAFTAs, which are on Sunday, the Albert Hall, Joanna Lumley hosts.
Any predictions, Richard, for it?
Definitely so. The best film, I mean, it's going to be between The Favourite and Roma, but my bet is, and you look at the BAFTAs, and you look over the years from Four Weddings, The Full Monty, Howard's End, The Queen, they do tend to favour the home product, and my bet is that for Best Picture, it's going to be The Favourite, and if that isn't the case, Outstanding British Film will definitely be The Favourite, and Roma, I think Roma will give Alfonso Cuarón his 1-3 BAFTAs already, most recently for Gravity, before that for Pan's Labyrinth, and I think he would definitely win Best Director, and definitely Roma will win Best Foreign Film, even though it's got Cold War and Shoplifters against it. Best Actor seems...
You there, Richard?
Yeah. It should be Olivia.
Richard, you're dropping out a little bit. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you perfectly.
Roma's a film which has really amazed me, you know, how we've seen films with foreign language films do as well as Roma's doing at the moment.
Roma has simply got an amazing buzz, possibly partly because A Star Is Born has started to fall badly, I'm afraid. And so it looks as though, as I say, Roma will do very well.
Yeah.
But I do think in Hollywood they're going to give Glenn Close an award for nearly 50 years on screen. At the BAFTAs, I think it's going to be Olivia Colman. Don't you think so?
Yeah, quite possibly. She just seems to have the Midas touch, doesn't she, at the moment? Whatever she puts her hand to, she seems to do a good job, and this has been quite a performance. Interesting times, Rich, as always, and we'll see what comes of it. And when are the BAFTAs actually on? Is it this weekend?
It's the Sunday. Oh, yes, it'll be very exciting. And Mahershala Ali, undoubtedly Best Supporting Actor. Best Supporting Actress, my bet is on Amy Adams, the really vulpine wife of Dick Cheney.
Yes, very good. Absolutely. And I've still not seen that film yet, but it looks worth a watch, as we've talked about before. Today, then, Richard, we're looking at another film that's doing very well for itself, I think, Green Book.
Yes, Green Book is an unusual movie. It's also been extremely controversial. The family of Dr. Don Shirley, who is played by Mahershala Ali, aren't keen on it. But nonetheless, if we forget the controversy and just concentrate on the movie, we've got a really good one, because Don Shirley is a black musical genius. He's a classical pianist of renown. He's based in New York, in the early 1960s, deciding to try and influence attitudes at great personal cost, he decides, of all things, to tour the segregated Deep South, and he hires a bouncer, Tony Lip Vallelonga, played very well by Viggo Mortensen, as his driver and bodyguard, and he certainly needs a bodyguard.
We said this time after time, a very timely film for Hollywood and for society in general. How do they navigate around this very sensitive subject?
Well, to explain, the Green Book is the guide which lists safe places for persons of colour to stay when visiting the Deep South. And the film's got some very entertaining scenes. I mean, it's an interesting study of companionship. They both go on a journey, but most particularly Tony, because he sees how the bigoted attitudes towards Don Shirley are, despite the fact he's so obviously a genius. But it's got so much humour in it, too. I mean, the way in the car, it's a road movie of a sort. They josh each other over matters dealing with food and manners and so forth. And the original interview, when Tony meets Don Shirley in New York, he's seated on a throne in a very eccentrically decorated apartment. Visually, it's an interesting film, too. I have to say that it is a bit predictable. We've seen countless films which examine the evils of racism, but this is a very sensitive insight into the way racial prejudice corrodes, because in reality, despite all his brilliance as a performer, Don Shirley is a very lonely man. He's isolated. He's too wealthy for his own people, and the whites are reserved and or distant and or hostile, and it's the way these two get together. It's a very fine film, and it's also characterized by dignity, the fact that his character has got this dignity. I would add the fact he's got a fondness for drink, and also gay doesn't help you in the Deep South, as well as when you're black. You can just imagine some of the scrapes. But it's a movie it's somehow risen above the normal type of movies of the sort. It's very well acted. It's got a fine script, a little predictable perhaps, but I really liked it, and I liked Linda Cardellini as Tony's supportive wife, Dolores, who gets lovely messages and letters from her husband when they're on this journey. She doesn't realize that they've been written by Dr. Shirley.
Mm, it's an interesting one. For me, it seems to look at identity as well, and no spoilers here, but from the clips I've seen, it appears that, you know, the main star there says that, you know, I don't feel I can really relate to black culture in quotes there, and yet I'm certainly not white. And it's kind of like this, I suppose we all have to deal with that. So I suppose that's something we can all relate to, you know, and especially people that I know who've maybe lived in Spain all their life, or British, British parents, but have lived in Spain, and they sometimes don't know whether they're Spanish, British, or what they are. So it's I think there's that element to the film as well.
Yes, indeed, and it's directed with flair by Peter Farrelly, and it's, as you say, it's a touching human story. Mm. And it's about an era that still haunts a racially divided United States.
Yeah, and certainly we've seen talk about that this very week, haven't we, with Liam Neeson.
Extraordinary. I mean, that interview, I've seen parts of it, and I read it's so-called in context.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, it's a career suicide. It's beyond belief. I mean, they'll probably make a film about it.
Yeah, it's quite, I just was shocked that he actually even brought that up again. It was just, you know, that's something that happened, you know, years ago. Why even bring it up? Anyway, it's an interesting one. Next film we're looking at. Oh, our ratings out of 5 on that one, Richard, please.
Oh, well, let's have 5. I think we must have 5 for Green Book. Green Book, by the way, has a good chance at the Oscars. An outside chance. Roma is the favourite, despite the fact it's a foreign language film. But don't underestimate Green Book. I said it here.
Yeah, good stuff. Now, can you ever forgive me, Richard?
Oh, yes, I can. No, but I love this movie. This is a really cracking movie. Director Mariella Heller has made a movie which it's not only thoroughly enjoyable, it's enjoyable on several levels. It's humorous, it's dramatic, it's got pathos, it's got a first-class cast.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy.
I didn't recognise her. I know her in real life. I just did not recognise until they said later on, this is Melissa McCarthy in this film.
Well, you must go and see it, because yeah. I must tell you, it's her best performance. She's very good in comedy, of course she is.
Yeah.
But this is, I mean, she plays an author, Lee Israel. She has had one hit, but she's lonely, she's alcoholic, she lives with her cat, and she is bankrupt. Her agent tells her to clean up her act. There's no way she's going to do that. But when she sends a personal letter she received from Katharine Hepburn to a local book dealer, Anna, she realizes that perhaps celebrity letters, there's potential in this. And then she happens upon a letter about Fanny Bryce, about whom she's supposed to be writing a book. And she sells that, and she realizes if she forges and sells letters by well-known celebrity writers and actors, well, there could be a lot of money to be made here. And this is what this movie's about. It's about someone who has, in fact, been and is recognizes herself as a failure, but nonetheless, as a forger, she is absolutely tip-top. The very, very sensitive area in this movie, I wish it had been explored more, but obviously it wasn't in real life. She sells letters to one of the the buyer's called Anna, and it's a lovely performance. And I have to say that I would have liked to have seen that relationship develop. We have Lee's girlfriend left her, or partner left her, a long time previously because she's very, very difficult to live with. She's a completely, she's a curmudgeonly character. But what does she do when she's blacklisted because they tumble to the fact she's selling forgeries? It's her character Jack Hock, played by Richard E. Grant. He's wandered out of Withnail and I and gives a gloriously bohemian take on this outrageous character. I mean, he's eventually caught by the FBI, but nonetheless, he's willing to do almost anything for anyone. And he knocks around New York, as he has for many, many years. There's no doubt, this too, as no spoilers, but as we get to know him, so there's a good deal of pathos in his character as well. But if you'd liked him in Withnail, you'll love him in this, and you've got, therefore, an unmatchable couple of performers, McCarthy and Grant, and also a very sensitive performance by Dolly Wells as Anna, who is undoubtedly attracted to Lee, and it would have been lovely if that relationship had developed. It's a drama, it's also funny, there are hilarious scenes in archives, and, well, I mean, it's enough to tempt you to forge, quite honestly. Look, there's a lot of money in it. The problem is the word goes around and then there's trouble.
Yeah, and that's the dilemma that I suppose the viewer has. You know, the likable person, you know, wants to make their way in life, does some very good art along the way, but it's illegal. So that's the dilemma. Ratings out of 5 then, Richard, on that one.
Well, this is going to get 5 as well, I have to say. It must get 5. And remember what happens if you're forging an old coward letters. Don't go into too many sexual indiscretions. Yeah. Old coward didn't, and you could get caught.
There's a lesson in that for all of us. Right, Richard, what are we looking at next week?
Well, next week we're looking at If Beale Street Could Talk, which is a movie that's caused a lot of interest too, and also the movie about Marie Colvin, who, as you know, has been in the news, a tragic death, A Private War.
Ah, lovely stuff. We look forward to that. And if anybody wants to find you in the meantime, Richard, how can they do that?
On my website, www.richardfitzwilliams.com, and on Twitter, @rfitzwilliams.
Lovely. Thank you, Richard. Have yourself a great weekend.
And the BAFTAs. Let's hope to reviewing them next week.
Yeah, yes. Lots to talk about next week. Thank you, Richard. Enjoy the BAFTAs. You take care. Richard Fitzwilliams, sir.